Good evening, everyone. It is the 19th of May, and I'm doing this for the 20th morning of the 20th, this devotional, so I will have it already done for in the morning. I'm feeling much better. I believe my throat is starting to heal back. It's not near as sore as it had been. And I am starting to get some of my energy back, so I'm very thankful for that. You never appreciate how much you enjoy your health until you're sick. But when you get sick, you realize how blessed you are when you are healthy. Well, I wanted to talk tonight about the importance of focusing on the realities of where we are right now in our lives. A lot of people are not facing reality. In other words, they never want to talk about dying or death. They just want to put off the inevitable until it happens, I guess. They never want to talk about the fact that one of these days they are going to die. And their soul is going to return to God who gave it. A lot of people don't even believe, I believe that a lot of people don't believe they have souls. I think that a lot of people believe when they die, that's all there is to it. But Scripture tells us that when you die, your soul returns to God who gave it. You know, we all, you know, have things that we don't understand about life. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, what will happen when I'm gone. To my beloved friends and family on this wicked earth, I know that God is ruling and reigning in heaven right now, and He won't stop protecting my family when I'm home with Him beyond the clouds. But I still can't help but wonder when I'm dead and gone how my beloved friends and family will carry on. I'm glad to know our Savior is in total control, and whether I'm in earth or heaven, He still runs the show. You know, some people never say the things that they should have said before they died. You know, the things that were left unsaid. Before I die, I'd like to say thank you to my friends for all you've done to share my burdens and fellowship with me and God's dear Son. Thank you for putting up with all my faults. Thank you for loving me at the times when I was unloving. Thank you for forgiving me when it was not easy to do. Thank you for giving to me when I was not giving to you. Thank you for praying for me when I was down. Thank you for giving me your smile when I deserved your frown. Thank you for showing me Christ in you, the hope of glory, and sharing His wonderful story. And thank you for letting me say goodbye before I go to glory. I love you all. Well, Christ has done all things well. And one of these days we will see the total evidence of all the things that He's done in preparation for us to be with Him. It may seem like a dream now, but it's not just a dream. You know, and so if we truly believe that He is who He says He was, and He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He's seated in heaven, then one of these days, if we're His people, we will be with Him in glory. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted in His family from the beginning into the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing He did for you and me, to send His Son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree, and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me, who deserve to die in eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave His only Son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our soul all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising Him for delivering us from bondage and the death, delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. We have heard the King is coming all of our lives, amid this turmoil and all this strife. We anticipate Him coming at any time and hear Him saying, "Well done, my child, and everything will be fine." But until that day comes, we will wait for His return and always share the gospel, and our candle always burn. Because of His Spirit always dwelling in us, in our lives, will occupy until He comes splitting the eastern skies. Time, what an empty vapor is. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever because He bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, we'll be forever at His side. Well, the final one I'm going to read is this: marvelous grace. It's truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving His chosen people His dear Son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let Your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, "Abba, Father," to You, knowing that forever I will be with You. Well, may the good Lord be with you and be encouraged to know that we have been adopted into His family if we're His children. God bless.